Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this podcast is going to be about ligandrol. And ligandrol, it also goes by the chemical name LGD4033. And this is the super SARM. That's right. I'm going to explain what a SARM is. So this is a podcast version of an article I did. You can find it on limitlessmindset.com, and it's going to be linked below wherever you are listening to this podcast. And I am going to go and encourage you to check that out, because I link to the best sources in my articles, and sometimes this changes. And you are also going to want to take a look at this article and maybe share this article with anyone who's considering using SARMs, because things like SARMs, they're a little bit more of a high risk type of biohack. They're one of these things where you want to go and read, like, for at least an hour, probably more. You want to go and track down studies when you're considering using something like the SARMs. So you are going to want to check out limitlessmindset.com. Okay, so ligandrol, which I think I'm going to call it ligandrol from now on because it's less cumbersome than LGD4033. Ligandrol is a formidable SARM, a biohack for accelerated bodybuilding and lean muscle growth. And then I link to a photo with what the molecule looks like, and it looks like it's a pretty boring molecule to look at, to be frank with you. And I got to add a little bit of a disclaimer here. This is a legal, not for human consumption, research chemical. If you don't understand what that means, don't order it. Ligandrol, referred to in shorthand as LGD, is for some bodybuilders a shortcut for putting on 10 to 15 pounds of muscle relatively quickly. And there's a handful of scientific papers on it on PubMed. And notably, an American placebo-controlled study of 76 healthy young men was done in 2013. Here, we'll look at what to expect from LGD and how to responsibly use it. So you're probably thinking, 10 to 15 pounds of muscle? Really? 10 to 15 pounds? Yes, it's possible to put on this much muscle in a bulking cycle if you're aggressive about lifting, eating everything in sight, and pushing yourself to failure in lifts. So here's what to expect from Here's what to expect from LGD. Noticeably bigger muscles and accelerated fat loss, often in as little as 3 to 4 weeks. LGD bulking cycles are typically 4 to 12 weeks, with 8 weeks being the sweet spot. In 2 to 3 months, you can expect to add a not inconspicuous amount of muscle. You can expect more power output in the gym. Don't be surprised when you start beating a lot of your personal records. And SARMs like this are potent fat loss accelerators. You want a shredded six-pack to show off on Instagram? Well, LGD may be for you. Subjectively, you can tell that you're on something. Typically, it kicks in on day one and begins impacting workout performance the first week. Apparently, it makes you feel really alpha. I bet this stuff is good for picking up chicks on and getting into bar fights. Anecdotally, you'll hear that it can either, anecdotally, I looked at what a bunch of different YouTube videos and guys out there and bros in the bodybuilding forums were saying, and you hear that it can either stimulate or suppress libido, depending upon the person. You got to try it out and see how it affects your sex life and libido. It's kind of hard to say at this point. It's commonly taken orally, and the taste of liquid LGD solution is nasty. Think of some of the meaner shots of liquor that you've stomached, and that's what you can expect it to taste like. Sounds really pleasant, right? Okay, what are SARMs? SARMs are selective androgen receptor modulators, and they are a quintessential biohack. They are a real-life cheat code for lean muscle mass growth. They were developed initially to treat muscle-wasting diseases. SARMs are safer than classic steroids because, as the name implies, they selectively target androgen sites. They don't have as wide-ranging systemic effects. SARMs enhance bone density, which is great for those suffering from wasting diseases and also for biohackers and bodybuilders taking risks in the gym, moving a lot of heavy metal. Stronger bones make you less vulnerable to injuries. Yes, I did have my grammar correct on that line. Stronger bones make you less vulnerable to injuries. Is LGD a steroid? This seems to be a contentious question among YouTube bodybuilding gurus, although the Boston study asserts that it's non-steroidal. So might be a steroid, might not be. It's a research chemical, so there's a lot of questions remaining. Here's the science. LGD stands out among SARMs and performance-enhancing research chemicals because it has undergone a pilot clinical trial at Boston University School of Medicine. Here's what happened there. 76 healthy men participated in the study, which makes it relevant to bodybuilders. A LGD study done with sick or aging participants would be less helpful. The study was double-blinded, randomized, and placebo-controlled. The study lasted 21 days, which is a bit shorter than ideal considering most bodybuilders use it in 4 to 12 week cycles. The study was funded by the company that invented LGD, which is a conflict of interest, but the data reveals that LGD didn't outperform the placebo by much. So it's not likely a liar study. And furthermore, if you understand the placebo effect, you're really going to want to go and check out the podcasts and articles that I've done on the placebo effect. Some of the more interesting material that I've put out there, frankly. If you understand the placebo effect, you know that a drug that outperforms or even equals the placebo effect is worth using. At least half the benefit of any drug or supplement that you take is due to the placebo effect, in fact. So the study emphasizes its safety, and this is what I think is really most important. LGD was well tolerated. There were no drug-related serious adverse effects. And the study concluded LGD was safe, had favorable pharmacokinetic profile, and increased lean body mass, even during this short period, without change in prostate-specific antigen. Next, I'll mention usage and dosage. So the dosage is 10 to 20 milligrams daily. Optimal usage is dosing twice a day, with one dose taken about 30 minutes before workout. In the Boston study, subjects took their first dose fasted in the morning. So it's fine to take it on an empty stomach. In fact, I'd probably recommend intermittent daily fasting to those who are looking to, get a little bit more like Arnold. Next, let's touch upon side effects. So you're wondering, is LGD a SARM that does no harm? SARMs remain so popular because side effects are minimal, manageable, and temporary. Bodybuilders using LGD sometimes report hair loss, lowered testosterone, and high blood pressure. If you're concerned about your testosterone on LGD, keep the dosage moderate and be disciplined about your testosterone-supporting habits and lifestyle. So, you know, stay away from the booze and stress, eat clean, etc. A bunch of that other stuff you probably already know about. Apparently, hepatotoxicity is a bit of a concern. It's not nearly as bad as a lot of drugs, but if you're going to use things like LGD, I would urge you to take adaptogenic herbs like schisandra, which tonify the liver and kidney so that these processing organs that are so hardworking, they're one of the most hardworking parts of the body considering just all the weird stuff that we throw at them, you know, you want to show them a little love. And you can do so with adaptogenic herbs. And I do link to those in the article. So you're going to want to go and check that out. LGD is potentially a contraceptive for men, interestingly. So keep that in mind. You may want to stay away from it if you and your queen are working on spawning a little army of little Spartans there. You know, otherwise, if you're like some of my very selfish, my self-admittedly selfish friends that never want to have children, then, you know, LGD is probably fine for you. You know, just enjoy, you know, the gene death of your genetic line. Anyways, that's a bit of a rant that I'm going to avoid that tangent for the time being. So these side effects are acceptable to many bodybuilders because the muscle gains are worth it to them. So you'll have to soberly evaluate your priorities in choosing to use LGD. Interestingly, it is banned by WADA. And wasn't WADA a character in the Star Wars movies? For some reason, I'm thinking that WADA was like a cute alien in the Star Wars movies. I don't know, maybe that's a Mandela effect. Anyways, so USADA.org is not a fan of LGD. It's banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. If you're a professional or amateur athlete and anticipate being drug tested, you are going to want to stay away from LGD. It sounds like it tastes really awful, so I think capsuled is probably the way to go. And notably, when it comes to these bodybuilding things, it is a shady gray market out there on the internet. There are a bunch of these fly-by-night kind of websites that are accepting cryptocurrency, and you have no idea who's behind the website. You look them up on whois.com, and they've got the owner of the website blocked. It is kind of one of these back alley domains of the internet. You are going to want to, in fact, demand a COA from an American spectroscopy laboratory before ordering or consuming something like Ligandrol, because these sorts of SARMs, these sorts of things, you really don't want to play around with potentially contaminated, adulterated SARMs. And I will just mention a few comments real quick here from the Narrows Lab customers. There was an Ilya. I think there's kind of a Slavic Russian accent that I need to put on that name that I just don't quite have down. And he said, "It is great. I lift heavier. My strength has increased by a lot. All around, I feel great. Thanks." And then David said, "A+ results. Older test subject displayed enhanced recovery with significant strength gains. No apparent negative sides." I think he's saying side effects, but he's just saying negative sides. No negative sides. You know, that's what we want.
2026, Jonathan here to drop a Ligandrol update on you. And at the conclusion of this article, and I did recently update it, every couple of years, I like to go through my articles and update, check for new science, improve grammar, change things that I was perhaps incorrect about. Yes, that happens every once in a while. I am incorrect about things. And then it's my responsibility to go back and change those. And you can find the updated version of this article below wherever you're watching or listening to me. And so I perused PubMed to see if there was any new science on Ligandrol that would build confidence in it. And there really is not. So far, we just have the Boston study. That's the only clinical evidence that we've got. And there's some animal studies, but none of them are encouraging. Apparently, they've been giving it to camels. And then there's an animal study that reports that it lowers endurance in male rats. But fortunately, I don't think I have a lot of male rats in my audience. And then we have a case report with Ligandrol and an adverse analytical finding resulting from drug transfer during an intimate moment with Ligandrol. Yes. Somehow, someone's intimate moment involving their peptides got onto PubMed, which just makes me wonder. I've had some rather interesting intimate moments myself, but none of them have made it onto PubMed. So perhaps that's can become a goal for me as a salacious and prolific sex hacker. But alas, there is nothing interesting on PubMed that would build confidence in this one. So let's finish up with the important question, the most important question, I think, which is LGD 4033 worth the risk? And I'll be blunt. I don't recommend this research chemical for the average biohacker or really hardly for anybody. With it, we're playing a high-stakes game of biological arbitrage. On one hand, you have a compound that can demonstrably add over 10 pounds of muscle in just a few months. But on the other hand, you're yielding a tool that is totally unlicensed, unapproved by any sort of regulating or investigational body, and associated with potential liver toxicity and HPG access shutdown. And the limitless philosophy is built on anti-fragility, making yourself stronger without introducing catastrophic black swan risks. Ligandrol, in its current gray market form, is the opposite of that. You are risking your long-term endocrine health for a short-term aesthetic pump. Until we have more medium-term human data on this one, there's a much smarter risk management move in the muscle-building department, and that is variable resistance training. Yeah, variable resistance training is the real shortcut to muscle growth. And I'll suggest that you read Dr. John Jaquish's book on the topic. It was entitled Weightlifting is a Waste of Time. And I link to that book in the meta-analysis article that you'll find below wherever you're watching or listening to me. And in that article, I've also got a video of me doing variable resistance training. Yeah, you can go and check that out. I think that's a lot smarter move than dabbling with these unproven research chemicals. I'm frankly a bit baffled as to why people use these. They would maybe make a little bit of sense if they were cheap. Like if they were highly inexpensive, I could maybe understand why people would be using them, because people are always suckers for a cheap shortcut, right? But it's actually pretty pricey. So yeah, I'm baffled as to why people are using this as a shortcut for muscle growth when there's a longer path that's so much more effective and safe. However, if you choose to dance with LGD, bottom line, do so with a COA in one hand and an abundance of liver repairing adaptogens in the other. I'm Jonathan with Limitless, looking forward to a continued conversation with you. In the mirror, feeling small and pretty thin. Found a real life cheat code to finally help me win. It's a formidable SARM, a shortcut for the mass. Gonna put on 15 pounds and show some world class class. I'm a lab rat now, chasing that elusive NZT-48 with a research chemical to decide my muscular fate. Is LGD a SARM? That does not harm, or just a risky shortcut to a massive swollen arm. He's chasing personal records and a shredded six-pack, while his natural testosterone is under full attack. Hey, hey. I stomached the solution, it tasted like a mean shot of liquor, hoping that my biceps would start growing even quicker. Street. Good for picking up chicks or finding a bar fight to meet. My power output's rising, I'm beating every old record. Even if the road to glory is looking a bit checkered, I tell my worried friends, the science is totally sound. There's a Boston study where 76 healthy men were found. Sure, the company that made it was the one to pay the bill.
And the heat, headaches every morning, I'm feeling pretty beat. The gains are looking wet, I'm holding water like a tank. My liver might be tonified or just completely blank. I'm hitting the suppression wall by week number 5, questioning if my libido is even still alive. Why don't put me on the list? I'm banned from the pro floor. Woo! I'm a walking contraceptive, no little Spartans anymore. Trading long-term health for a short-term question. But at this point, the anti-fragile biohacker backs away with alarm at
fire yourself at limitlessmindset.com.